Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, Scatman Crothers, Big Ben Sings, from 1973.
I don't suppose they told you anything in Denver about the tragedy we had up here during the winter of 1970? I hired a man named Charles Grady as the winter caretaker. So from what I've been told, I mean, he seemed like a completely normal individual. But at some point during the winter, he must have suffered some kind of a complete mental breakdown. He ran amok and killed his family with an axe.
Well, you can rest assured, Mr. Ullman, that's not going to happen with me.
That's right.
Mom, do you really want to go and live in that hotel for the winter?
Sure I do. It'll be lots of fun.
The only thing that can get a bit trying up here during the winter is the tremendous sense of isolation.
Is there something bad here?
I fear you will have to deal with this matter in the harshest possible way.
But you died. I killed you with Danny.
You did this to me, didn't you?
I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains.
Here's Johnny.
The Shining was released in theaters on May 23, 1980. The classic horror film was directed by Stanley Kubrick and based on a Stephen King novel of the same name. Stephen King was critical of the film straying from the book. And while The Shining is now a beloved horror classic, Stephen King wasn't the only one critical of the film. Reviews were very mixed upon its release. It was even nominated for 2 Razzie Awards. Stanley Kubrick was nominated for Worst Director, and Shelley Duvall was nominated for Worst Actress. But as the years went on, The Shining became a beloved horror classic. The Razzies even rescinded Duvall's nomination in 2022. In 2018, The Shining was selected for preservation in the U.S. National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. It's quite a turnaround. The Shining starred Jack Nicholson as Jack Torrance, a writer and recovering alcoholic who takes a job as the off-season caretaker of the Overlook Hotel, which closes for the winter. During this time, he lives at the hotel with his wife, Wendy, played by Shelley Duvall, and his son, Danny, played by Danny Lloyd. Before leaving for his winter break, the hotel's head chef, Dick Halloran, meets Danny and realizes that the two of them share psychic abilities, which he calls shining.
I can remember when I was a little boy, my grandmother and I could hold conversations entirely without ever opening our mouths. She called it shining. And for a long time, I thought it was just the two of us that had the shine to us. Just like you probably thought you was the only one.
Dick Halloran was played by Scatman Crothers. Crothers had recently finished his role of Louie Wilson, the garbage man, on the TV show Chico and the Man.
Hey, Hey, good morning there. How's business? Picking up.
But before and after all of that, Crothers made a name for himself doing voiceovers for cartoons. One of his first voice acting roles would be providing the voice for a former Bizarre Album subject, Harlem Globetrotters star, Meadowlark Lemon, in the CBS Saturday morning cartoon, Harlem Globetrotters.
How much time have we left, Granny?
8 seconds, Meadowlark.
We'll have to hurry. Sink it, Curly.
In 1974, Crothers provided the voice of the title character in the ABC Saturday morning cartoon, Hong Kong Phooey.
They gotta be stopped. But how? Uh-oh. This sounds like a caper for Hong Kong Phooey.
He was also doing voice acting for films. Back in 1970, he was the voice of the appropriately named Scat Cat in Disney's 1970 animated musical comedy, The Aristocats.
Well, looky here. Big Man O'Malley's back in his alley. Sing on down here, Daddy.
Lay some skin on me, Scat Cat. Yeah.
But Crothers didn't only provide his voice in films. He'd made his film acting debut way back in 1953 in the musical Meet Me at the Fair.
We're gonna shout all over God's heaven. I got shoes, you got shoes.
And singing wasn't a new thing for Scatman Crothers. When he was a teenager, he taught himself to play guitar and drums in addition to being a singer. He got his musical start playing speakeasies in his hometown of Terre Haute, Indiana. He talked about those days to the LA Times in 1976, saying, quote, "Oh yeah, Terre Haute. They used to call it Terrible Hut because it was so wide open. Gambling, red light district, speakeasies. I entertained for all the gangsters. Can't name a gangster that didn't come into the place where I worked. Got no salary. But the lady I was working with who played the piano, we had a box with a picture of a cat on it and a sign that read, Feed the Kitty," end quote. He would give himself the nickname Scatman in 1932 when he was auditioning for a radio show in Dayton, Ohio, where he was living at the time. The director told him he needed a snappier name, to which Crothers replied, quote, "I told him to call me Scatman because I do a lot of scat singing," end quote. The station would end up billing him as Scatman, the man with 1,000 tunes. In the 1940s, Crothers and his wife, Helen, would move to Los Angeles. It was during this time that he became the first black person featured on Los Angeles television in a show called Dixie Showboat. In 1948, he released his first single on Capitol Records called Riff's Blues.
Oh, dig your colors, make me a chocolate brown. Lord, dig your colors, make me a chocolate brown. Move me in the PM to that place of town.
He would actually release several singles on multiple labels throughout the next several decades. He would release his first album in 1956, Rock and Roll with Scatman, on Topps Records.
I want to rock and roll.
Yes, yeah.
I want to roll and rock.
Yes, yeah.
I want to rock and roll.
Yes, yeah.
I want to roll and rock.
Yes, yeah.
You can have my money, you can have my honey, but let me rock and roll.
Though his singles and album failed to make much of an impact, singing was something that continued throughout his entire career. He even got to bring his guitar playing and singing into a guest starring role alongside Red Fox on the NBC sitcom Sanford and Son in 1975.
All of me. Why not take all? Can't you see? I'm no good without. Take my all. I never use them. Take my lips. I want to bruise them. You're goodbye.
But it wasn't just on screen. He was even writing songs about people he worked with, as he talks about in this interview with Mick Garris.
Well, you wrote a little bit of a song about Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, yes. One day I walked on the set, and I says to Stanley, I said, Stanley, says, would you mind if I wrote a tune about you? And he is somewhat a little shy. He He says, no, Scott, I'd be delighted. I says, thank you, because I've already written it. And he kind of laughs. He says, yeah, I'm going to show you how concerned he is. He says, what's the title of the tune that you've written for me? I said, well, the title of the tune is Stanley. And in parentheses, Does It All. He says, could I hear a few bars of it? I said, sure. So I took him over to this table where Jack was doing all this typing. So I said, now here's where it goes. I'll sing you a few bars of it. Doom, shoo beam da doom, shoo ding doom, shoo ding da doom. There's a man, doom ding doom, shoo beam da doom, shoo ding. Living in London town, shoo beam da doom, shoo beam da doom, shoo ding da doom. Makes movies, shoo beam da doom, shoo beam da doom. He's a worry now, shoo beam da boom, shoo beam da boom, shoo beam da boom.
But back in 1973, Crothers would have the biggest opportunity of his musical career. That's the year he would release the album Big Ben Sings on Motown Records.
That's your cue, Jazz. Give me your best performance. Wish me luck.
The album begins with I'm the Melody Man.
Tell you so you can understand, folks. I'm the Scat Man. Yeah, I can sing your blues away, and you will never moan or sway. Yes, I can.
Up next is Elaine, Elaine. Crothers wrote the song alongside Riff Charles, the same man who wrote Scatman's first single, Riff's Blues, back in 1948.
Elaine, Elaine, get off that train and come on back. Me. Elaine, Elaine, I'll make it plain, I miss your company. At the end of the day, with you away, I talk to myself and I can hear myself say, Elaine, Elaine, get off.
I Found Someone is a song written by jazz pianist Dudley Brooks. Brooks may be best known for his decades of works on albums and movies with Elvis Presley.
My crying days are over. My crying days are through. I found someone. Yes, I found someone. My happy heart is singing a love song that
God Bless the Child is a song written by Billie Holiday and Arthur Herzog Jr., first recorded by Billie Holiday and released in 1942. Her version was given a Grammy Hall of Fame award 3 years after Scatman did this version.
Yes, the strong gets more while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Money you got.
Nobody Knows Why is another song co-written by Scatman Crothers. This time, alongside Red Callender. Callender was a tuba player and bassist, probably best known as a jazz musician, but he also worked with several pop and rock acts as a member of the Wrecking Crew. He recorded with artists like Charlie Parker, Nat King Cole, The Beach Boys, James Taylor, and B.B. King. Scatman had also released Nobody Knows Why on his debut album back in 1956.
Nobody knows why. Feel the way I do. Nobody knows why. Nobody knows why. Lonesome man, so blue. Nobody knows why. It's a long, long story, but I'm not telling you. Nobody knows why. Nobody knows why. I love a gal named Flo. Nobody knows why.
Up next is Dead Man's Blues. This is another song that Scatman had previously released. He originally released it as a single back in 1948, credited to Scatman Crothers with Riff Charles.
Baby, baby.
the blues running through my head. Baby, 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 the blues hanging around my bed. Bed. I woke up without you, baby. Lord.
Side one closes with Waiting for My Baby, a Scatman Crothers original.
She's adorable, lovable, and charming too. Dependable, reliable, and always been true. It's all so plain to see, baby, you're the one for me. And I'm waiting for my baby to come back.
Waiting, waiting.
She's been mine for years.
Side two begins with How Long Blues, a blues standard originally recorded by the blues duo Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell in 1928.
How long,
how long,
baby, how
long
has that evening train been gone? How long, baby, how long? Yes, I went down to the station and I could not see.
Unfortunately, this is one of those albums that there just isn't much info available about it. There are no credited musicians anywhere, and Scatman Crothers is also the sole credited producer. And if you're wondering about the album's title, there's almost two meanings behind it. Scatman's real name is Benjamin Sherman Crothers. However, Crothers had one scene in the 1972 Billie Holiday biopic, Lady Sings the Blues.
Look here, what a low rain done sent to me. I never accomplished any great feats. But you know something, baby? I'm something else under them sheets.
Crothers played a character named Big Ben in the film. And on the cover of the album, he's basically wearing Big Ben's outfit from the movie. Long John's.
Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come.
Here I come.
I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come.
Here I come.
They got some pretty little girls there. I aim to get me one.
What?
I'll be standing on the corner.
Up next is Wondering, another Scatman Crothers original.
Now I sit in my room, no sun or no moon, and the days and the nights seem so long. All the friends that I knew seem to bid me adieu, but there's one that says I'll always love you, my dear. Now I'm wondering, and my heart...
The album closes with Hey Lordy Mama.
Meet me in the bottom, bring my boots and shoes.
Hey Lordy Mama, hey Lordy Mama.
Meet me in the bottom, bring my boots and shoes.
Bring my boots and shoes.
Ain't got no time, ain't got no time to lose. Woman I love have left me behind.
Hey Lordy Mama. Hey, Lordy Mama.
The woman I love left me way behind.
The album came and went without making much of an impact. There were no singles, and it failed to chart. It would be Scatman's last album. And the album is not currently streaming on Spotify.
Play some skin on me, Scat Cat. Yeah.
I mentioned earlier that Scatman voiced the character of Scat Cat in Disney's Aristocats. Well, when the late 80s came around, another Scat Cat was on the scene. Yet again, an animated cat, though this time he was called MC Scat Cat, with K's, and he danced and sang alongside Paula Abdul for their number one hit, Opposites Attract. Two years later, MC Scat Cat would release an album of his own, called The Adventures of MC Scat Cat and the Stray Mob. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.